And now this is a dictation for Gloria Wheeler, W-H-E-E-L-E-R, January 24, 40. Address as a letter to Dr. Saxena. Dear Dr. Saxena, post-hospital follow-up for Gloria. Acute on chronic renal failure. Dehydration, exposed to anti-inflammatory agents MOBIC, was on diuretic ACE inhibitors, did not require dialysis. There was no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or volume overload. There was no kidney obstruction or urinary retention. Has a large cyst on the left side, which appears benign. There is evidence of fatty liver without cirrhosis. The spleen appears enlarged, and there is grade 2 diastolic dysfunction with preserved ejection fraction. Because of hematuria, a number of serologies were done. She was discharged on May 27. Weight at home 180s. Appetite fair. 2-3 small meals. No nausea, vomiting, dysphagia. No diarrhea, bleeding. Denies urinary symptoms. Presently no edema. Has not required any oxygen supplementation. Denies chest pain, palpitation, syncope. Denies increase of dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. She's unsteady but no falling episode. Does not use a cane or walker. Review medication from hospital discharge, including bicarbonate, allopurinol, aspirin, Cymbalta, back on lisinopril, HCTC, metformin. On Lipitor, insulin, Basaglar, Valium, Humalog, hydroxyzine, thyroid replacement, metoprolol, tramadol, Prilosec, Ditropan, Trazodone, a number of eye drops. Off Lyrica and anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph. Weight 186, blood pressure 160/78 on the right side, no respiratory distress. She looks chronically ill. Lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no ascites, no tenderness, no major edema or only trace. Most recent chemistries, June 25. Creatinine has improved. From a peak, 6.93, presently down to 1.18, representing a GFR 45, normal sodium, upper potassium, normal acid-base calcium, glucose uncontrolled in the 200s. Phosphorus was not done. In the hospital, anemia around 11. There was trace of protein, 1 to 2 plus of blood. Serology was negative for antinuclear antibody, anti-DNA double-stranded, normal complement levels. ANCA was negative. There was an increase of kappa over lambda. Immunofixation shows two IgG kappa monoclonal protein. Negative HIV, hepatitis B and C. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Recent acute on chronic renal failure, likely pre-renal ATN, effect of anti-inflammatory agent MOVIC, and dehydration without obstruction or urinary retention, did not require dialysis, and azotemia has significantly improved. Background of diabetes, hypertension, diabetes is not well controlled. Hypertension in the office was also not well controlled. I'm going to add HCTC 12.5 milligrams. Eventually 25, she needs to check blood pressure at home, continue physical activity and low sodium. She's going to see primary care soon. In the meantime, consider increasing PET-time insulin to 30 units and a sliding scale. Blood test needs to include cell count, there is monoclonal protein that will need to be assessed by hematology. At this moment, kidney function improving, normal calcium. All issues discussed with the patient, end of dictation.